Other than that, Jason, going to the next step, what is your next step now to go to get incorporated and then further?
Okay, so I started looking at it a little further. So the incorporation requires a $125 fee plus a form to be filled out. I was looking at being incorporated versus being an unincorporated entity, but the incorporation protects us against liability. One thing that I did note, and I think someone brought it up a couple meetings ago, for the incorporation, we must have a physical address on the form. They do not accept a P.O. box, and that physical address will become public record. So we'll have to decide whose address or what address that is. Also part of the incorporation is we must advertise the incorporation in at least one, and I need to check on this, maybe two newspapers. One was a local newspaper in the county that you're incorporating in. The second one almost looked like it needed to be in a specific legal paper, but they said if that paper isn't available, then you can do two paid newspapers in your local county. Again, I need to look at that. So the fictitious registration. So when we register as the Philsburg Amateur Radio Association, I need to talk to someone, and I haven't talked to anyone about this. This is just my own research so far. But there are forms about registering a fictitious name. I don't know if we have to do that in addition to the registration of the corporation or if that's included in the corporation registration. But if that's separate, then that's a separate $70 filing fee. But for some reason, I think it's part of the $125.
Jason.
Go ahead, Carmen.
I don't believe you have to do the fictitious name is used. If I have a business, Carmine Cressy has a business, and I call myself AAA Lawn Care, then I've got to register that as a fictitious name. The idea is that if anybody wants to know who the hell AAA Lawn Care is, they got to be able to find that. They got to be able to find it's Carmine Cressy. When you do the incorporation, unless something has changed, and I don't think it has, that takes care of that.
Right.
I think it's wise to spend the money on the incorporation because it protects the officers from liability, absent not doing due diligence or reasonable things to execute whatever the club does. And the only other thing, I don't even know if they care, but every year you're expected to file a new form.
Yep.
With the officers for that year on it.
So by April 30th, if there is a change of officers, you're supposed to file a new form. If there's not a change of officers, it doesn't look like you need to file that form.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure the physical address of the Nittany Amateur Radio Club is 1265 Smithfield Street, RFS.
It is, that is exactly what it is. And then they put a P.O. box in there as well, but yes.
Yeah, we have an active P.O. box that we try to have everything sent to, but we went through the same thing.
Yep.
Do you know what the IRS is going to charge for the 501c3?
I do not yet. So what we talked about at the February meeting is that we're going to do this in steps. So the first step was doing the bylaws. The second step is do the incorporation. And then at that point, we're going to decide as a club if we're going to continue with the 501c, because again, that puts on more restraints and restrictions on the memberships and filings and everything.
Yeah.
We were trying to discuss, we brought it up at the February meeting. How tight of a club do we want to be? You know, how restrictive or how formal? We do know we wanted the bylaws. We do want the incorporation just to reserve our name. But beyond that, we're going to bring it before the club again after I do more research.
Yeah, the other thing, I don't know if I said this to anybody, but before I may have. If you really feel you need, if the club feels it needs the advice of an attorney, the only attorney I can think of over there to talk to is Danny Nelson. I know he's a member of the Elks. fact, I think he was, he's a past exalted ruler. And I think his, I think there's another guy named Mason over there. Yeah.
I've dealt with Dave.
Okay. Yeah. I think either one of those would be willing to help you and maybe willing to help you to reduce rates since, you know, it's a small club trying to get that rating. You know, it's worth talking to them if you feel you need it. I haven't had many contacts with Rick Mason. Darren, wasn't he the attorney for that older guy that died that had a...
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. He was on his estate.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, that's something you can look at. Now, be prepared. When we did the petition to the IRS, it was $450.
Right.
They don't forgive anybody anything.
No.
And the only other thing I tell you, if I don't remember when you started, if you apply for the 501c3, make sure in with everything else you know that you're acting just like other radio clubs that have the same rating.
Mm-hmm.
You know, okay. Whatever else you put in there, because I don't know that they think that far ahead.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for the information.
Darren, that's all I have on that part right now. So really the incorporation is the next up on 25 would be the fee for that. But we need to talk as further, right? Because the board of directors names would need to be on there. And again, although that becomes public record as well. I think we could probably use whatever address we use, because I know NARC did that. I think that all the board of directors on their incorporation all have the same address. So they don't have individual addresses. They're the Smithfield Street or whatever that street. So
yeah, that's I don't remember what I did there. The other thing they might do, when I file my ethics forms, I'm required to put in my physical address, but that does not become part of the public record. For judges, police officers, that's obviously, there's a much greater security risk. But who knows? I mean,
yeah. Okay. Yeah, so I'm looking at the NARC's business thing now. Yeah, and everyone's at 1265 Smithfield Street is what everyone's listed as. So.
Okay.
Sounds like a commune.
Well, hell, they all come here. They can help me remodel. I'm waiting for the third coat of spackling to dry.
Hey, if we need an address for Para, we can use my address. I'd be comfortable with that.
Yeah, I'd be comfortable with it. I was on stuff for the fire company at one time.
Okay.
It's not a big deal. If they're going to find you, they're going to find you. I mean, okay. Well, Jason, you keep digging, and I definitely appreciate what you're doing. It's fantastic. It's been a long road to hoe. I wanted to see this happen a long time ago.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
thanks for doing this.
I think everyone, we're all very grateful, Jason. We know it's been a lot of work and probably more than you thought you were signing up for as treasurer, but we really appreciate it.
Normal.
Yeah.